This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked work and the changes coming to it as we got going today. And while there is still a whole lot we don't know about what work is going to be like in the long term, I will bet you a paycheck there's going to be a bunch of video conferencing involved. And as the risks from the virus fade, we're probably not all going to throw out our ring lights all of a sudden. But how we use video technology is probably going to change. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Much like that 50-pound sack of flour you bought at the beginning of lockdown, video conferencing has gotten kind of stale over the last 14 months.
I'm on Zoom from about 8 a.m. in the morning, sometimes until 7 or 8 p.m. at night. I felt like I was living in a screen.
Kyle Arteaga runs a PR firm that used to have offices in San Francisco, Nashville, and D.C. He's mostly gotten rid of them and transformed into a remote-first workplace he hopes will rely a little less on video conferencing soon.
We're just going to have to make rules and set parameters over when it makes sense.
The technology is going from a substitute for social interactions to just a tool, says Eric Gordon, a business professor at the University of Michigan.
I think we all learned something about the value of physical presence. People who irritated me in my office, I can't wait to see them again.
But it doesn't have to replace face-to-face to be useful, says Sidal Neely, a business professor at Harvard.
It's additive, it's complement, even for people who might be co-located. There's convenience to say, hey, let's get on Zoom for 15 minutes and figure something out.
Video chatting has become a reflex we won't just drop, but we'll use it more sparingly, says Brian Kropp, head of HR research at Gartner.
What are the tasks and activities and moments where we really need you to be in the office, and what are the ones where you don't need to be?
Video works for one-on-one meetings or presentations, but collaboration, new introductions, or sharing a birthday cake, probably better in person. Just don't use that old flour. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.